The ABA Tax Section May meeting for 2019 will commence once again in Washington, D.C. I will be in attendance and at one of the panels, so I am giving a preview, and I hope that you are there to join me and introduce yourself so we can talk.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
The ABA tax section will be commencing next week in Washington, D.C. Each year, the ABA May meeting is in Washington, D.C., and this is the first time I will be in attendance at one of those meetings. I have gone to the other ABA tax section meetings in other cities because the LITC conference is in Washington, D.C. each year, and I was looking to kind of mix it up and rotate which cities that I was traveling to. But then I was hearing that the May meetings attract IRS and other government tax attorneys that are in Washington, D.C., that there are some good speakers and good guests that are attracted to come out. And then I was asked to be included in a panel on Friday morning, so I made plans to attend this meeting. I also have a friend in Washington, D.C. who works for the IRS. He normally attends the May meeting, so it will be good to spend some time with him and beyond our times in December when we get to hang out. So I am looking forward to the conference for those reasons, but also because there are several people that I will get to see again, friends from across the country, and very good presentations that I'm looking forward to. So I'm going to talk through some of the items on the schedule for the ABA May meeting for the tax section. And starting out, there is the schedule goes 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And perhaps some people look at Thursday as an optional day, but I wanted to mention that there is the Tax Bridge to Practice that is sponsored by the Young Lawyers Forum and Diversity. At noon, there is a conversation with, it doesn't say who specifically that will be, but it is an interview with a woman who has a career with tax, so hopefully that will be someone important, perhaps Nina Olson. I don't know that since she has done that before whether it would be her, but I look forward to who that would be. And at 1:45, there is a Statutes of Limitations presentation that Keith Fogg will be involved in, so I'm going to try and attend those panels. But also there is the Low-Income Taxpayer Representation Workshop that, for one, there are some of my peers within the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic program. One of the moderators, Anastasia Kolosova, I met at the last LITC conference. Laszlo Bett is in a panel at 1 o'clock, but I'm a tax lawyer working with immigration, H-2A, and other residency issues. At 2:30, there is an EITC audit with self-employed workers from tax return to tax court. That includes Special Trial Judge Diana Layden. And then at 3:45, there is an EITC and benefits law panel that is moderated by Professor Caleb Smith, who I also do blog posts on procedurally taxing concerning designated orders, that we are a part of a group of four that does those blog posts. So I think that you can't go wrong with either of those selections, that the Tax Bridge to Practice is geared toward the newer attorneys, but there will be something worthwhile that you can get out of either of these presentations during Thursday afternoon. Now, also at 6 o'clock, there is a complimentary welcome reception, so I would certainly encourage all of you to attend that because it is for free, and I don't think anyone can argue with that price. Now, I'm not going to go over all of the Friday panels and presentations, I just want to let you know that there is something for everyone interested in tax. I am going to mention some of the items as I see them, but starting with the first day, first page, exempt organizations, administrative practice, affiliated and related corporations, capital recovery and leasing, employee benefits, defined contribution plans update, and so on. I will be part of the individual and family taxation section. That goes from 8 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. The chair is James Creech. He is a solo practitioner, the law office of James Creech in San Francisco. He's moderating the panel at 8:15. Then at 9 is the panel collection due process beyond the weeping and gnashing of teeth that I'm involved in. So I will go in depth about that later on in this episode. And then at 10:15 is the panel update from the gig economy trenches, what's new for independent contractors and individuals with business income. So I think that will be a great morning, but there are certainly other choices available to you during that time. For example, from 11 a.m. to 1:45, there is a standards of tax practice section that provides ethics credit at those different presentations. From 11:30 to 12:30, court procedure and practice roundtable discussion. From 12:30 to 1:30, the diversity panel that is chaired by Lainey Villalobos, tax crimes and inequality. I will likely be in attendance there. From 3 to 5:45, there is a court procedure and practice panel. From 3 to 5, there is another set of panels from the diversity section. From 3 to 5:45, tax collection, bankruptcy, and workouts. 3 to 4:30, teaching taxation. 4 to 5:30, the Young Lawyers Forum. And a reception at 6:45 to 7:45. That is a ticketed event, so that is at extra cost. And then Saturday morning, there is quite a bit, but I am always at the panel for pro bono and tax clinics. The chair is Susan Morgenstern of the IRS Taxpayer Advocate Service out of Cleveland, Ohio. And very often there will be an appearance by Nina Olson, the National Taxpayer Advocate. She will be in the panel at 9:30. And one instance I can remember that she was not in attendance, she had a video submission sharing her thoughts on the current status of tax practice at that time. So often that we would hear from Nina Olson, whether she is in person or by video. Now, should you decide not to attend any of those items, there are several alternatives you can choose from. But I wanted to mention from 12 to 1:30, there is the section luncheon and plenary session where the speaker is Charles Rettig, the IRS commissioner. So I hope to hear more from him about his plans for the IRS and tax practice, and that I would hope to see you at the conference. Please feel free to introduce yourself. I will have my recording equipment with me during the conference if people are wanting to do any interviews, but otherwise I am willing to chat with you and get to know you better. But I wanted to talk to you in depth now about the collection due process panel that I will be on Friday morning. So to begin with, the moderator is Carolyn Lee from Morgan Lewis & Bockius in San Francisco. We have the Honorable David Gustafson of the United States Tax Court, Keith Fogg from the Federal Tax Clinic Legal Services Center at Harvard Law School, also one of the founders of the Procedurally Taxing Law blog that I am a contributor to, Mitch Hyman of the Office of Chief Counsel. He is a subject matter expert for Internal Revenue Code sections 6320 and 6330. Aaron Stearns, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at the University of Denver. And I am there, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic for Kansas Legal Services. Now, the panel itself is not going to be a history or a discussion of collection due process. It is planned as a summit where we are bringing people from different sections, different practices of tax law, and discussing what can be done to improve collection due process within the parameters, the rules that are available under the Internal Revenue Code. So we're not there just to complain or say anything bad about the IRS or anyone who administrates related to collection due process, but to come at it from different angles and say, this is an area that can be improved. Here are some proposed solutions. What are some barriers and what are some ways that we can overcome that? We will be looking at the administrative side of the IRS working through collection due process, then turning to the judicial portion of collection due process, specifically the tax court, and then looking at available remedies. What are some items that are available? What are some possible alternatives? And are these feasible items that we can use? Now, since we are being very ambitious for a one-hour panel, we are trying to keep the pace moving pretty quickly between the different topics. So we will have short discussions, perhaps 10 minutes on a topic, and then moving on to the next one. So we are hoping to have a very structured, very fast-paced, but nuanced discussion of several areas within collection due process. So since we have some prominent individuals on the panel, I hope that you are able to attend. But I also wanted to say that we are hoping this can, you know, basically foster some change within the system. But at minimum, we're thinking that there would be some articles, and we are hoping that this will lead to perhaps more panels and discussions on what can be improved within collection due process or other areas related to the IRS and collections or other areas of law, but specifically collection due process is the focus. So we are hoping that this panel is very useful, and I'm hoping that it is impressive that we wound up having a robust discussion. If you are at the May meeting, I certainly encourage you to attend. I think there will be great takeaways from the various panels, but I also think that you will meet very involved, passionate tax practitioners within the ABA tax section meeting, and there will be good networking and people that you will be glad to have met. So I certainly hope to meet you there, and that I can thank you in person for listening to the Tax Justice Warriors panel. And please tune in to our next discussion, where I will be following up with what happened at the ABA Tax Section May meeting, give some follow-ups on what occurred with the panel and the plenary luncheon, and if there are any other items of note that I can relate to you. So thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your listening. When I recorded the earlier portion of this episode, they had not posted the final schedule for the conference. So now they have updated the conversation with on Thursday at noon in the Tax Bridge to Practice as a conversation with IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig. So I would encourage you to attend that portion for an interesting talk from the IRS Commissioner. I plan to be there, so hope to see you there. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.